Hello, it is February 16th, 2024, and today we have the Four of Swords and Strength. These two dropped together this morning, and it's such a great pair, I have to keep them together. The message is loud and clear. We need to rest in order to regain our strength, both mental and physical, while we have a chance, because we'll need it soon enough. These are both quiet cards, the Four of Swords, Libra, Gemini, and Aquarius, and Strength, in this Rider-Waite-Smith deck, numbered 8 of the Major Arcana. Both feel restful and calm today. Rest your mind, your body, your eyes, your voice in order to restore and regain your strength. Easier said than done, of course. Four is a stable number, and the suit of air is mental. The Four of Swords is an invitation to stabilize ourselves mentally. The stone image of a knight is seen in repose, laid out on the top of a coffin or tomb. Three swords, the Three of Swords being a card of trials and tribulations, hang on the wall behind this effigy, and a fourth is carved into the side of the coffin. This is a card of retreat and reflection in between battles. The suit of science is the suit of technology, and we need to unplug once in a while. We can fry our minds as well as our devices. We never turn off our computers or phones and then wonder why we can't relax. This card can also be showing us a hospital bed, which is probably where we'll wind up if we don't learn to rest and recharge ourselves. Strength is of the Major Arcana, and here would be the nurse dressed up in white, very gently forcing us into submission, should we not be paying attention. The lovely smiling nurse of the card is dressed in spotless white, which isn't easy to wear unless you are gentle in movement, action, and manner. And on this card, she is somehow taming a large snarling lion by humming to it, not shouting, not even forcing her hands, really, upon the potentially fatal jaws of the lion. But she rather seems to be petting and stroking his muzzle, if that's what it's called on a lion, I don't know, who, under her healing touch, turns into a big kitten. This is a card of spiritual strength. The outdoor scene is bright, green trees and tranquil blue hills. This card in the Thoth deck is lust, which isn't a bad thing at all. We all have some animal in us. The Chinese zodiac has us all as animals, of course, of some sort. Cows, pigs, roosters, rats. This woman is taming her own beast, keeping it under control. We lust for many things, but should we not control ourselves or desires or temper or blood pressure, for that matter, the beast devours us in the end. We are not just body or mind, but spirit as well, and need to retune or harmonize. The woman said to be humming to the lion is gently singing. This is a music card, which is said to soothe the savage beast. Music and beat or rhythm is strong medicine. This card can be showing someone in the hospital bed being stabilized, regular breaks. I set my alarm for them throughout the day, days off, consciously programming yourself with music, art, and creative, inspiring surroundings goes a long way. Taking a break from social media, the news, turning off the phone, getting out into nature and spending more time with your own animals or enjoying them in the wild. If I see an eagle or hawk overhead surfing on the wind, I have to pull over because I'll rear end somebody. So do pace yourself and enjoy.